felt good. Especially felt better when you get the win. So
like that.
And it felt good, man. We got a lot of stuff we gotta fix. A lot of stuff I gotta fix personally, but you know, to get out there and get a win and come out strong as a team, that's good momentum.
In terms of Downing as the coordinator, in terms of getting the plays in and out, it did not look like a first game. I mean, it looked like there was no issues at all with, you know, getting plays off on time, that kind of thing.
Which I ain't think about that until you said something right now about it. You're right. It was very smooth. Now I think about it. Uh-huh. It was a very smooth process, man. It didn't seem like it was his first game as offensive coordinator because, like I said, I didn't really think about that until you said something right now. He did do a good job of getting things in there and getting stuff smooth. I don't think we had to use any timeouts for anything like that. And, you know, us being a group together, you know, I thought we did a good job of being poised in that noise, and the offensive line and Rodney did a great job with communication. Derek did a great job with communication. And I mean, that all evolved with TD too. So, like I said, you're right. He did do a great job, you know, bouncing in there.
Never saw Derek at all go to the line and go,
Where is it? You're right. I didn't think about that till he said that. And that's a good thing too. I got to tell TD that too, because they did do a great job, you know, handling that this first game.
Seemed like you did have to handle a little something, O'Donnell, with Marshawn after he trucked Casey. Like you had to grab Marshawn and pull him out. What was going on there?
First of all, I missed the damn block.
Yeah.
To make Casey free. Because I made an adjustment, but I forgot to tell KO the adjustment. Mm-hmm. You know, because I came, because earlier, the play before that, he spiked hard and Clive kind of got short. So I forgot to tell KO I was going to slow play a little bit to help Clive out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to say that to him. So KO did what he's supposed to. He took off to the thing, and I wish I got that play back, but that guy he made that thing work, man. The funny thing was, you know, seeing that I'm blocking my man, but I saw it like right there, and I heard the impact, and I picked up Marshawn. I said, "You done?" I said, "Go to the sideline." I said, "We don't need no more from him." That's what I told Coach. I said, "He done, Coach." I said, "We don't need no more from him." I said, "After that, I said we ain't need no more from him." But you know, that's what Marshawn does, man. You know, we're not supposed to leave anyone unblocked, but you know, at one time I did, you know, he ran right through him, man, and got those extra yards we need.
Given the fact that you didn't have a lot of preseason prep time, did you feel like you were missing anything, or were you able to kind of hop in there like riding a bike?
Man, you know me, man, I'm hard on myself, so yeah. I got a lot of stuff I gotta fix. It's one bad play, man, I missed the dang. Missed my hand swiping, dude, knocked me on my back real bad, man. That's one play, and there's a couple other things, man, just timing wise, a couple other things, you know, getting my hands in certain place. And a couple other things I know I need to work on that I need to get. And, you know, I got this week to go. But I was happy with myself with how I played because they're a good front, man. You know, man, me and the Rackpo have been battling for years. So I know how good of that guy is. So, you know, for us to go out there and get it flowing, man, then I got to get my – you see the way our defense played, man? They played their butts off, too, man. I got to give props to them, man. They really came out there and did their thing, too. Now, we got to keep it going, though. We got a lot of stuff we got to fix. But we saw it today. We're going to address it. And the good thing is it's not a whole bunch. But it is stuff we do got to get fixed. But the good thing is it's not a lot.
How much of a weapon can Cook be? I mean, first game, he was targeted five times, caught off five passes. Seems like he compliments the other guys pretty
well. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be hard to cover, man. You know, Cook's a mismatch on, you know, I mean, I think as a DB, it's hard to guard him, you know. And he's been a tight end. So anytime they put a linebacker or safety on there, you know, we're going to try to take advantage of that. And, I mean, I'm happy we got him. I mean, he is a good threat. And, you know, I don't know if you guys watch, man, he's really – taking accountability on run blocking, man. He's really putting his nose in there. He's really fighting, and he's really battling. Something he didn't really do back in his career. He wasn't a big run blocker. And now when we throw him in there, he's putting his nose in there. He's fighting, and he's doing everything we need him to do necessary that he didn't do in the past. And he's just grasping that job, and he's like, wherever I need to do to help y'all win, we're going to do it. If it's not just catching passes, if it's blocking, he's going to do that. And I love that about him.
There's a difference between cardio shape and football shape. But in a sense, did you come into this – year better than in the best shape you've been in?
So I don't know, man. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, but I was worried going to that dang game, man. I was worried because, you know, I didn't have the actual, you know, I played a couple of plays in that Dallas game, and then, you know, practice, I was pushing myself extra hard than I usually do, just trying to get ready because I really didn't know. And I told my coach, you know, I said, hey, if I need a blow, make sure we had a plan just in case I needed a blow. But, you know, I got an IV before the game, something I usually don't do, just to make sure I try to be proactive. And, you know, once the thing started flowing, man, I was surprised. I was surprised at myself with how good of shape I was in and how I went through that game. Man, I got to thank my guys at Proactive, man, back at home where I worked out with, because it was mean days where I went in there doing the holder. I'm like, man, you sure I'm doing enough? You guys sure I'm doing enough? And they kept telling me, just trust us, just follow our plan. I'm like, you guys sure I'm doing enough? And they kept telling me, just keep following the plan. And, you know, it worked out. So now I got to keep building, man, keep building. You know, just a little start. We got a long way to go.